Hi everyone, I hope you're doing well under the stay-at-home guidelines, and I'm not going to go too much into that. I think a lot of people are very sick of it. I know myself, I'm desperately looking for more podcasts to listen to, and so I thought to myself, well, you need to be making podcasts yourself instead of griping about other people aren't putting out enough things for you to listen to. So I figure maybe people are searching for something that is not related to this COVID-19 thing. So I have been looking at some old newspapers and found one from 1885. It had a kind of an interesting ad that I thought I would share with you. So that's what this episode is. It's just a very short episode just so I can kind of get back into the swing of things with podcasting. So this product was made sometime before 1885, and it seems to me to be something kind of like Head and Shoulders, perhaps. And I find the content of the ad very interesting, and it's just so strange compared to advertising today. But at the same time, it's similar to the way a lot of products are advertised, and that's in making us think that other products are going to harm us in some way. But this product is so pure, so I just thought you might find it interesting, and so here's my dramatic reading of it, and I'm going to see what other old ads I can find. But this ad is from 1885. So we'll be back in just a minute with that. Missouri Newspaper, 1885. Dandruff must go. Found at last, Dandrine, a pure and wholesome preparation for dressing and promoting the growth of the hair, for allaying inflammation and preventing, alleviating, and curing all ordinary diseases of the scalp. It is a purely botanical compound and not a greasy, dirty mess. Totally unlike all other preparations for the hair and skin. Dandrine is totally unlike nearly all other preparations for the skin. It contains neither mineral, chemical, animal, or vegetable poison to produce paralysis and help fill our insane asylums, but it is a pure, clean, delightful, and wholesome botanical compound. While it is perfectly wholesome to a healthy head or scalp, in disease it acts with magic power, allays inflammation, soothes irritation, and antidotes the virus which engender and constitute scalp and skin diseases.